This is Matt Wells at UN News. Spain's reported announcement that it will allow a boat to dock carrying hundreds of migrants and refugees that was originally turned away from Italy is a generous display of solidarity, the UN Refugee Agency said on Monday. Pregnant women and unaccompanied children are among the more than 600 people on board the Aquarius rescue vessel, which picked them up after they had set out from the North African coastline, reportedly on inflatable rafts. So far this year, more than 600 people have died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea to reach mainland Europe, UNHCR spokesperson Charlie Yaxley told Daniel Johnson.
We understand that the boat remains located in the central Mediterranean, with more than 600 people on board, including more than 100 children and pregnant women as well, and that their food and water supplies are rapidly dwindling. So there's an urgent need for a country to step forward and allow this boat to disembark so that people are able to receive the health care and food and clean water that they urgently need. There are increasing reports that Spain has come forward and said that it will allow the boat to dock in Valencia. And if this is the case, then it would be a very welcome development and a generous display of solidarity with refugees and migrants. And it's exactly this kind of display of solidarity that's needed throughout Europe in order to tackle the refugee crisis and ensure that countries are fairly and equally bearing the responsibility for receiving people fleeing war, violence and persecution.
Yes, the trouble is that this probably isn't the only boat that's on the high seas at the moment. So what's going to happen the next time that a boat is turned away from Italy?
Well, saving lives has to be the key priority, and it has to remain at the forefront of people's thinking. Political discussions about who has responsibility for which region and under what circumstances, they're valid ones, but they can and should come only after one's lives are no longer at stake.
And can I just ask what contact the UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, has with the people on the boat, the several hundred people you say?
We've had very limited contact. We don't have the capacity to meet the boat. And in light of what we're hearing about the situation on the boat and the people who are there, we understand there's many young children, some of whom have been separated from all their family members, so orphans and others. We understand there are pregnant women who are in urgent need of appropriate health care. And many of these people may well be in need of international protection and will need access to appropriate asylum procedures. So really, Spain's coming forward, if true, is very welcome because time is really of the essence here.
And can you just remind me of the international obligations that states have towards refugees and migrants?
Well, there's a long-standing principle in maritime law that regardless of whether you are a state actor as part of the Navy, Coast Guard, or the shipmaster of a private vessel, that there's an obligation to come to the assistance of any boat or any people who are at peril on sea. We've already had more than 400 people die attempting to cross the Mediterranean to Italy this year, and more than 600 if you include the Mediterranean as a whole. And so really these are journeys that nobody takes unless they feel they have no other option, and there's a critical need to prioritize the saving of lives before all else.